Inflation Nation, average wages in Britain fall at fastest rate on record. By Kurt Zindelka on June 14, 2022. The buying power of the average wage for British workers is falling at the fastest rate on record, as the inflationary crisis has wiped out all gains in salary and bonuses. Figures released by the Office for National Statistics, ONS, on Tuesday showed that regular pay, which excludes bonuses, fell by 4.5% over the past month when taking inflation into account, the sharpest decline since comparable records began in 2001. Even when taking bonuses into account, wages still fell by 3.7%, however, this figure was bolstered by high payouts in the financial services sector, the ONS said. Inflation, which has hit the highest level since the 1980s as a result of years of government mismanagement, months of lockdown policies, and now exacerbated by the war in Ukraine, eliminated the increases in salaries, which rose by 4.2% without bonuses. The director of the Institute for Employment Studies, Tony Wilson, told The Guardian, "This is really grim news on pay and is only likely to get worse," adding, "Despite the tightest labor market on record, nominal pay is broadly flat, meaning that rocketing inflation is leading to the largest cuts in real pay in at least two decades." The release of the dire economic figures comes one day after the ONS announced that the UK's GDP declined by 0.3% in April after falling 0.1% in March, sparking fears that the country is heading into a recession. The official statistician reported that services, 0.3%, production, 0.6%, and construction, 0.4%, all declined in April, the first time all three sectors have declined at the same time since January of last year. There was some room for quiet optimism on Tuesday, however, as the ONS showed that the number of people on payrolls rose by 90,000 between April and May, totaling 29.6 million. While unemployment increased slightly from 3.7% to 3.8%, it still remains at nearly a 50-year low. Job vacancies also hit an all-time high of 1.3 million, while redundancies fell to a new low of 2% in the 3 months to April. Chancellor of the Exchequer Rishi Sunak said that the employment figures show that the UK jobs market remains robust with redundancies at an all-time low. However, Labour Shadow Work and Pensions Secretary Jonathan Ashworth said, "Work should be the best defence from the rising cost of living. Yet millions in work are in poverty, real wages are plummeting. The numbers in overall employment are below pre-pandemic levels. And the numbers on out-of-work benefits not looking for work is higher than pre-pandemic." So far, the nominally conservative government of Prime Minister Boris Johnson has refused to ease the tax burden on the British public, which has hit a 70-year high. Despite calls from Tory MPs to cut taxes, the government has argued that doing so may add to the inflation crisis. Commenting on the prospect of reducing taxes, Mr. Johnson said on Monday, "Yes, of course, I understand that we need to bear down on taxation and we certainly will." Yet, the PM said that there is an inflationary spike that we've got to get through right now, looking after people as we go through that. And that is what we're going to do. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.